Clara. Aunt Clara. Hi.
Oh, hello, Samantha. Oh, dear.
Oh, my goodness. Well, your landings are getting smoother all the time.
Yes, it was rather successful.
But your chef's hat could use a little fluffing up.
Chef's hat? What chef's hat? Oh, oh, my chef's hat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm here.
Oh.
I've come from the annual witch's cookout.
How exciting!
I made my favorite recipe, sauteed pussy willow almondine. I'm partial to nuts.
That sounds divine. Did you win?
No. As a matter of fact, I was disqualified.
Oh.
Taste this, dear father.
Well, now, Clara, winning isn't everything.
Well, no wonder you were disqualified. This is fudge.
Fudge? Oh, I really must straighten out my recipe book.
Yes, you better do that. Now, you just relax. We can chat while I paint the house.
Yeah. Paint the house?
Oh, well, I'm just touching up the trim.
By yourself?
Why not?
Wouldn't it be simpler just to wave on a coat or two?
I'm enjoying myself.
The other way isn't nearly as much fun.
Samantha, you know, I think you're almost as confused as I am.
Oh, excuse me, Aunt Clara. I'll get it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, my. She does need help. Colors harsh and colors mellow, kumquat orange and lemon yellow, turpentine and brush of sable. Send to me a painter able. Faster than the yellow pages.
What is the meaning of this? I was in the middle of painting a portrait.
Oh, Samantha, the painter's here.
It was only a magazine salesman.
Aunt Clara, I'm almost afraid to ask, but who is this?
I am Leonardo da Vinci, naturally.
Naturally.
Send him back before Darren finds out.
Yes, certainly, dear. As soon as he paints the house.
Clara!
Very well, if you insist.
I do.
Colors harsh, and colors mellow. Rhubarb red, eggplant purple.
Oh.
No, that's not that. Well, zucchini green?
Well, don't ask me, Aunt Clara. It's not my spell.
Help! Help!
Come on.
I'm being attacked. Help! Help! Let's go!
Leonardo, are you all right?
This is a man-eating contraption.
No.
This is probably the work of some jealous artist.
I think Leonardo's going to be here for quite a while. Now, I ought to get him one of Darren's suits so he doesn't look quite so conspicuous.
Yes, of course. Oh, Samantha. Always does it the hard way. Now, let me see. Skin of a lizard. Fur of varmint. Put Da Vinci in Darren's garment.
Yes, Larry.
Darren, Mr. Pritchfield and I'll be right in to discuss the Mint Bright toothpaste campaign.
No, don't.
What?
Well, I'm not ready yet, Larry.
Well, we'll take a look at what you've got.
Larry. Larry. Larry.
Right this way,
Jeffy.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Whatever you, our young genius, has come up with.
Yeah.
Darren? Darren! Darren!
That certainly is a colorful outfit. Headed for a lobby-in?
Well, actually, Larry, I'd like to explain what this is all about.
Oh, we'd like you to.
What I had in mind...
Now, wait. Stop the music. Hold it. Before you tell me, let me tell you, okay?
Okay.
Shall I tell him, Stephen?
Sure, let's not make him guess.
All righty. Now then, the outfit. Renaissance painter, right?
Right! So far. But who?
Leonardo da Vinci, right?
Ray! You have a remarkable depth of perception, Mr. Pritchfield.
Well, thank you. Kate, are you with it yet?
No. But you two are having such a good time, I'll just watch for a while.
Oh, now don't tell me.
Don't worry.
Leonardo da Vinci painted the Mona Lisa, right?
Right.
So we use Mona Lisa's smile with Mint Bright toothpaste, right?
Wrong.
Stevens, I like it.
Stevens, he likes it.
Larry, I have some other ideas I'd like to mention.
Darren, we don't want to hear any other ideas, you son of a gun.
Well, J.P., now that you've got the message, how about a little huddle with the art department?
Well, great, great.
Good work, Darren. There are a million surprises.
At least.
Now that you've made your point, I suppose you'll want to change back into the old gray flannel.
Hmm? Sure thing, Larry.
Well, we'll meet you back here after we've worked out an approach with the art department.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Stevens?
Yes.
The doors don't seem to close. Could you pull your cape in a little?
Sam! Samantha!
What are you doing home so early? And why are you wearing that ridiculous...
Uh-oh. Don't you know? It's my hobby, dressing like famous men.
Dear, well, I can fix that.
Do you want to tell me? Or do I guess? Aunt Clara? Aunt Dora? Uncle Arthur?
Well, sweetheart, Aunt Clara did drop in. She was only trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of hard to explain.
Try.
Well, she wanted to get someone to help me paint the house. And, well, she just made one teeny little mistake, and voila! Leonardo da Vinci.
You're not going to tell me that Leonardo da Vinci is here in our house.
Okay, I won't.
But he is.
Well?
Isn't he? Tell me!
Now, Darren, make up your mind. Do you want to know or don't you?
Believe it.
It's kind of hard, isn't it?
Where is he?
He's in the living room with Aunt Clara. But she's going to send him right back.
Good.
As soon as she remembers how.
Right. That brings us to the bees. For the bees, I invented the parachute, the pump, the power saw, and prefabricated houses.
Before you leave the peas, let's discuss painting the house.
Sam, if it was so easy to get me out of his clothes, why can't you get him out of here?
Well, sweetheart, switching your clothes is one thing, but to return Leonardo to another century, well, that's a much bigger thing. That's impossible.
And Aunt Clara did it, and she's the only one who can undo it.
Right. Oh, you do understand, don't you, sweetheart?
Yes, I think I do understand. That's what worries me.
Come on and meet Leonardo, sweetheart. Will you hear all the things he's invented? Aunt Clara? Aunt Clara? Where's Leonardo?
Well,
Leonardo, where's Leonardo?
Well,
my stars. Sweetheart, you check out that.
Mm-hmm.
No luck.
Well, no, don't worry. We'll find him.
Did he invent the straitjacket? I think I'm gonna need one.
But of course! I'm beginning to forget my own inventions.
There's one thing we all have to agree on. If the police pick him up, we never heard of him. No matter what he says, we never heard of him. They'll think he's crazy, lock him up, that'll be the end of it.
Darren, we can't do that to Leonardo. Darren?
Yeah, I guess.
Sweetheart, I'm sure we can find him.
Please hurry. Larry expects me back at the office where I'm meeting with Mr. Pritchfield.
Oh, no. Aunt Clara, you check the park.
The park. Oh, the park, of course, yes. It's so lovely this time of year.
Sweetheart, I'll check all the museums. Now, don't worry. We'll find him. You ready? Yeah. Hang on.
And now, if you'll be so kind as to follow me, we shall have a view of the finest of modern sculpture. Now, here we have... What do we have here? Here we have the work of Jackson Pride, one of the finest of our living sculptors. It's called Man in Motion. It was commissioned last year.
When does the work begin?
It's finished.
My friend, this is nothing but a block of stone like your head.
This is a finished work of art, and it is priceless. Won't you follow me, please?
I will show these frauds what a man in motion really is.
Do you have permission from the curator to be working here?
Can't you see this is an errand of mercy? I am breathing life into this stone.
I don't care if you're giving it mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I've dealt with you hippies before.
Me, a hippie? How dare you call me that? Samantha, you have arrived just in time. I've been insulted. He called me a hippie. What is a hippie?
Lady,
you responsible for this doodle?
What'd the dodo do? I mean, what did he do?
Do? He ruined the statue.
Don't you think you ought to do something about this crowd?
All right, everybody. Let's move along. All right. Move along.
Phoebus, Herbus, lightning storm, restore this stone to original form.
All right, we're all going to the curator's office. That statue. I don't understand it.
Well, that's modern art for you. Come on, Leonardo. Darren's going to be wondering where we are.
So this is the way they travel in the 20th century. Delightful. Of course, it makes my aeroplane obsolete, but I should have thought of this sooner or later.
Now get rid of him.
Darren, this is Leonardo da Vinci.
Delighted to meet you.
Well, it's a great honor to meet you, Mr. Da Vinci.
Thank you.
How's Michelangelo?
Michelangelo? That charlatan? He painted over the cracks in an old ceiling. Big deal.
Fascinating, isn't it?
Honey, don't you think we ought to try and find Aunt Clara?
Oh, dear. She's still in the park.
In the park?
Yes.
Well, you better find her and fast. Larry and Mr. Pritchfield are on their way over here. I couldn't stop them.
Oh, well, all right, sweetheart. I'll hurry.
It's them.
This looks interesting.
Sweetheart, I'll answer the door while you pull yourself together.
Oh, hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
J.P. Pritchfield, Samantha Stevens.
Well, how do you do, Miss Stevens? Nice to meet
nice
you.
Nice to meet you.
Where's the genius?
Yeah.
Genius?
Here he is.
Hello, Stevens. Pritchfield.
Darren, will you see what we've done with your Mona Lisa?
Darren's Mona Lisa?
J.P. really deserves all the credit.
Well, sometimes you have a feel for these things.
Larry, can I fix you and Mr. Pritchfield a drink?
No, thanks, Sam. We're anxious to show Darren the artwork. Oh, sorry we don't have a drum roll, but...
There we go.
Here goes. What do you think of our little lady, Mrs. Stevens?
Why, it's terrible.
Huh?
Lee Clever and inspired. I mean, what an idea.
And what do you think of my little improvement on the smile, Stevens?
Well, I think maybe it's the teeth that bother me.
You are trying to sell toothpaste.
Oh, yes, but... you don't tamper with a great work of art. It's in bad taste. People don't go around distorting great works of art.
Be the first. Start a fashion.
Stevens, I like it.
Well, I don't.
Using the Mona Lisa was my idea.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, you bet it's good. And I had every intention of going ahead with it as is.
With one little change.
Yes, sir. What's that?
Without McMahon and Tate!
Lost a $1 million count, J.P.
When one member of the team stumbles, you don't fire the coach.
In my league, we do.
Sam, what are you doing?
Just a little delaying tactic to try and figure out a way to keep your integrity and the Pritchfield account.
I don't want the accounts. Let them go.
But, Darren, that's not fair. Witchcraft got you into this mess. Now, maybe it can help get you out. Mm-hmm. Wait.
Yes?
A brilliant idea.
Yes?
That's what we need, a brilliant idea. I think I've got it. In our den is one of the greatest minds the world has ever known. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Leonardo. Leonardo. What do you think of this?
My Mona Lisa. What have these barbarians done to my Mona Lisa? This could only be the work of Michelangelo.
Well, no, Leonardo. Actually, it's rather a complicated story. You see, Darren's client, Mr. Pritchfield, intends to use your painting to sell toothpaste.
And you approve of this?
Of course we don't. In fact, we want to get you to help us stop him.
I am ready.
Leonardo, all you have to do is come up with a brilliant idea for selling toothpaste.
And that will save my Mona Lisa.
Well, certainly. Mr. Pritchfield would forget all about her.
Then Leonardo will come to the rescue. Now, Samantha, just a few drams of butterscotch and it is finished.
Oh, Leonardo, the children are just going to love this.
Making any progress?
It's almost finished. Mr. Pritchfield, Larry, I think Darren ought to have a chance to tell you his real idea.
Well, where is Stevens?
Well, he'll be right back.
One more day with your outfit, Kate, and I'll be ready for the Laughing Academy.
Now, sweetheart, don't be stubborn. Darren has an idea for a new toothpaste, especially for children. It's something that'll make it fun for children to brush their teeth.
Darren, you've done enough. I don't think
we... Quiet, Kate. I'm always ready to look at a new idea.
Go ahead, dear. Tell him.
To tell the truth, when you gentlemen came into the office this morning, I was about to announce a new product. Toothpaint.
Toothpaint?
Yes. A chemist friend helped to develop it. It's for the kids. All they do is paint the different colors on their teeth, then rinse.
The biggest problem is getting the little tykes to brush. Now, each color is a different flavor. There's cherry and lime and lemon and blueberry and grape.
And butterscotch.
That's the plaid one.
I'm sorry, Sam, Darren, but J.P. is pretty much sold on this Mona Lisa thing.
Will you be quiet, Kate? I'd like to hear more.
Of course, so would I.
J.P., there comes a time in your business, when you have to make a fresh start. We've been selling your Mint Bright toothpaste for over 3 years now, and we've exhausted the originality. And with this new product, we open up the kids' market. It's a whole new breakthrough.
I'm sold.
And then the parents will follow.
Okay, I'm sold.
Larry?
Oh, of course. If J.P.'s happy, I'm happy.
Good. Then it's all settled. You've got quite a husband here, Mrs. Stevens.
Well, I must agree with you, Mr. Pritchfield.
Yes. Well, I've got to be getting on. We'll meet on this tomorrow. Stevens? Mrs. Stevens?
Mr. Pritchfield.
Well, see you tomorrow.
You son of a gun.
Go on, Sam.
Hi, Larry. Leonardo! Leonardo, it worked.
Of course it worked. Leonardo da Vinci's a genius.
I just talked to the contractor. He'll be here a week from Tuesday to paint the house.
I've got some good news for you, too.
I could use some of that.
Aunt Clara's remembered the spell. And she's going to send Leonardo back. In a little while.
What do you mean, in a little while?
Come on, I'll show you. Aunt Clara made a deal with Leonardo. Because he didn't paint the house, he has to paint her.
Possiedi un sorriso enigmatico. You possess an enigmatic smile.
Oh, really?
Can't you hurry him up?
Sweetheart, you can't rush a masterpiece like the Mona Clara. Sorry.